Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia uses four warships to launch rockets at Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the ships fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets. He says the targets were destroyed without causing civilian casualties. The four ships are located in the Caspian Sea. U.S. officials are probing whether the military exceeded its authority in launching an airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 people. When U.S. President Barack Obama ended American ground combat operations in Afghanistan last year, he placed limits on the use of force. The medical charity running the hospital, Doctors Without Borders, is calling for an international fact-finding commission to investigate the incident. Lisa Schlein reports.
The commission was established in 1991 under the Geneva Conventions. It is the only permanent body whose goal specifically is to investigate violations of international humanitarian law, but it has never been used. Joanne Liu, the international president of Doctors Without Borders, says it is time to activate this fact-finding tool.
We cannot rely on internal military investigation by the U.S., NATO, and AGAN forces.
She says letters were sent Tuesday to the 76 signatory countries of the commission to sponsor an inquiry. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damaturu in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque and another was in a housing development. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande are calling for unity across Europe to address the refugee crisis. In speeches to the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg, both leaders said that more cooperation is needed to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees. Australia's High Court is considering a challenge to the legality of that country's offshore processing system for asylum seekers. Australia currently transfers unauthorized migrants who arrive by boat to camps in the South Pacific. Phil Mercer reports.
Lawyers have asked the court in Canberra to determine if it's legal for the Australian government to finance offshore processing centres and to send asylum seekers to them. Canberra has insisted the deals with other countries are key to the success of its asylum policy, including an agreement with Cambodia to resettle refugees. So far, four people have taken up the offer at a cost of $39.5 million. Australia grants refugee visas to 13,750 people annually. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The political party of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh and the Houthi rebel group have accepted a United Nations-brokered peace plan. The two groups, which are allied, have notified the UN of their willingness to join the peace talks. Yemen's president, Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, has insisted that Houthi fighters pull back from territory seized over the past year before his government will participate in the talks. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry to three scientists for their work on human DNA repair. The laureates are Thomas Lindahl of Sweden, Paul Modrick of the U.S., and Aziz Sankar of Turkey. Dr. Lindahl got a phone call from a woman who could speak Swedish.
We could switch over to Swedish, which convinced me it wasn't some kind of hoax. But, and I could get some details from her. And then, of course, it starts sinking in that this is a great honor and a fantastic way of winding up my career.
DNA repair can be used in the treatment of cancer. A spokesman for the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says human rights groups should cooperate with the government and provide proof of alleged violations. The U.S.-based Human Rights Watch released a report Tuesday accusing top security and ruling party officials in the DRC of hiring people to attack peaceful demonstrators. The government information minister said the allegations are not credible. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.